100, 93.3 FM, K1, 9:30 on a Thursday morning, and that means it is time for K1 Car Talk, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis of Dungis Family of Autos. And Brad, first of all, good morning. Nice to have you back
good
in the studio.
Good morning to you, Charlie. How's it going today?
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, other than the fact that I think the air conditioners are all going to get a workout on people's cars again today.
Yeah, I was awakened this morning at about...
We're without power this
morning.
We were
without power. It came on briefly about, 5:15, and then it hit good at 6:30 or something.
Okay, well, Ed Bettinger and I talked a little after 5 to find out how many customers were without power at that time. And yeah. Anyway, it was...
I guess they were sending me emails to tell me when we would have our power back, but of course I couldn't get them because I didn't have any power. So.
Well, that's kind of the
I left my phone at work.
Inconsistencies of our electronic communications
age. It is. Kind of shut you down anymore when you don't have power. It's interesting.
Your radio doesn't even work.
Your radio doesn't work, and, you know, everything is, you can get to some things on your phone and stuff like that.
But yeah.
We're so dependent on those things. You know, cars are similar. Think about it. You know, all the technology in your car these days, all the electronics, they're like extensions of your phone.
How many batteries of cars are we cooking this week?
Many, yeah. We've been busy with heat-related issues in automobiles, air conditioner systems, everything, really. I mean, tires, brakes, everything is more stressed by extreme heat, which we obviously have this time of year in Oklahoma. All the conditions of high humidity, if you happen to live out in the country, dirt roads and dust and all that together, really can stress your vehicle out.
Check the cabin air filter on your air conditioning.
Check those things out, the battery. You do not want to have that problem this time of year, or you're just doing anything, any time of year, really.
Yeah. Well, Jason was the on-site representation from Dungis Family of Autos Tuesday night for our K-Rig Dungis Country Showdown over
in
Owasso.
That's right. Pahuska. I couldn't be there. We had a big soccer practice in Owasso I had to go to.
Family is important.
Yes,
and that's
right.
The middle name, Dungis Family of Autos.
That's right. And William's on a soccer team that's got recruited into this regional traveling thing. I don't know what we're getting into. But
You'll find out.
We'll find out. Yeah. I think we're going to be playing a lot of soccer. But he's in the choir at the high school, too. But we do have someone here who was there Tuesday night, actually the champion, so to speak.
Why would we have anybody else?
Yeah.
Not that they weren't great singers.
No, I hear the competition was extremely stiff, and, we're really proud of our association with you guys on the Country Showdown, and I think we proved this year what great talent, and we talk about it every week on the show, what the talent that Bartlesville has, especially in our young people. But Josie Zepeda is here. She's, a junior at Bartlesville High School. And she was the champion of the Dungis K-Rig Country Showdown this year. And just the finals were completed Tuesday night at the Cavalcade in Pahuska. So say hello.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to Car Talk. So tell us a little about your experience this year. What's it like?
Okay, well, through Country Showdown this year, it was really different than last year, because last year I auditioned for the first round and I had no idea what I was getting into.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about it from my voice teacher, and she was just like, there's a little competition, you can go try out. And I was like, okay. And I went, and it turned into this big thing. And this year I definitely came a lot more prepared, mm-hmm. and it was nice because I knew a lot of the people from the radio station, and it was just really good.
Well, you had success last year also, right?
Yes, I made it to state last year as well.
Yeah, that's exciting. So good job. So tell us a little bit about what you did, what you performed.
I sang Done by the band Perry and Mexico by Carrie Underwood. They're both really fun songs. I wanted to choose something that I'd have fun performing, so I had a lot of fun performing those songs.
Awesome. And I guess you've been doing this for a long time, and tell us a little bit about what you do, because I read your bio and you have been singing all over. You've been to Disney, downtown Disney in Florida. You've been to Branson. You're a district honor choir and all-state choir singer at the high school. So tell us a little bit about how you got here.
I started singing when I was about 4 in church. When I lived in Colorado Springs, just, every once in a while, sing a little special during offering or something like that. And I really liked it. I thought it was fun. And then whenever we moved here, my dad started a Spanish service, and so we didn't really have a whole lot of people to like do worship or anything. So at 8, I started singing in that in Spanish, which I'm not fluent in Spanish. People ask me that all the time. I understand a lot, but sometimes I'm singing and I have no idea what I'm saying.
I had a nice course in college called Foreign Language Diction for Singers.
Yeah, exactly. And then I started leading worship because our worship leader left when I was about 12.
Okay.
So I started leading the worship and like playing the keyboard and everything like that. I would tell the people what to say, like what I would want to say, and then they would say it in Spanish to the audience because I couldn't speak it. So that was pretty funny. And then I started leading worship in my youth group when I was in about 7th grade. And so a lot of it was leading worship at church.
Yeah.
And then I was in a singing competition for my church to get college scholarship money, and someone heard me and was like, you should get a voice teacher because you have a lot of potential and I think it would help you a lot. So they introduced me to Dylan Everett.
Okay.
And she's the one who really, really got things going. Like, she gave me a lot of opportunities. That's who I went to Disney World with. That's mm-hmm. who I went to Branson with. She has me singing all over all the time, and it's really cool because she'll just call me or text me and be like, hey, in about 2 hours, do you want to go sing somewhere? And so it's pretty nice. I have a pretty good repertoire going because it kind of is pretty sudden sometimes, but it's really fun and it keeps me on my toes. So that's kind of how I got here.
Excellent. And you sing at school too?
Yeah, I sing at school. I've been in choir all 4 of my high school years at Bartlesville, and then I was in choir for 2 years at Wesleyan Christian School in middle school. And then I do acting at my school too.
Okay.
And that's what I'm more involved in at school is choir and acting.
And what class are you in? Are you going to be a senior?
I'm going to be a senior, yeah.
You're going to be a senior. It's your last year coming up. Well, great. Mm-hmm. So what are your big plans for next year or going forward?
Well, I'm planning to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure where yet. I definitely want to go to a Christian college because that's really important to me. I like having that grounding.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm planning on. I'm not really sure where I want to go, but I want to do a double major in elementary education and worship arts.
So you want to be some kind of teacher?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Great. Well, that's wonderful. Just congratulations. I think you've done an outstanding job. And
thank you.
Really appreciate your competing again this year
yeah.
Being a part of our great program.
And she's been to state competition for Showdown in the past, so she has some idea of what to expect there, too.
That's right. So tell us about what is next. I mean, you're going to...
Okay, so last year it was a little bit crazy. They said it was different than it usually is because mm-hmm. it rained. And it's an outdoor event in Tahlequah. And
okay.
we went, and we were supposed to practice with the band, but the stage is outside. And so it rained, and we ended up... All of the contestants and the band went into like this patio at a restaurant and we just like did an acoustic practice like in the rain on the patio, and like it was pretty fun though. It was really cool.
That sounds interesting.
The band is like so good.
Okay.
I was so impressed. They're so
they bring a band for you and you all use
yeah,
the same band.
We all
okay.
use the same band. Well, unless you're competing as a band, then
okay.
your band plays. But if you're just competing as a singer, they have a band for you, and you'll send in like a recording of your song and then also the chords and the lyrics and everything, and then they learn it and you show up and they play it exactly how it sounds on the recording. It's incredible.
Awesome. Well, that's really cool. So do you have any idea what you're going to perform for the state championship yet?
I have no idea.
No, so working on
I have been listening to like country female singers
uh-huh.
like nonstop for the past 2 days, trying to find 2 songs that I think are really good. Definitely something that I'm going to do different from last year at state is I tried to pick songs that I thought the judges would like
uh-huh.
and I liked them too, but they weren't really my style, I guess is what I would say. So I'm definitely going to pick something that I enjoy performing because I think then I'll be able to do it better.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, when is the state championship? Do you know?
It is on August 20th.
August 20th is in Tahlequah, mm-hmm. I believe. Awesome. Well, good luck there. That'll be outstanding. So, I guess, so tell us about what you've been doing otherwise. I mean, what are your interests as far as school outside of singing?
acting. I know acting. I already said that, right. But well, that really consumes that. A lot of my time. Uh-huh. I'm usually in every single one of my school's shows, and okay. we do usually like four a year. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, yeah, it definitely keeps me busy. We practice usually from right when school gets out at like 3:30 until like 6 or 6:30 uh-huh. around then every single day. And so that consumes a lot of my time, but it's really fun, and I love doing it, and it's kind of become like a family, especially since I've been doing it all 4 years. Like, the people who were in my class in freshman year right. were really, really close now because we spend so much time together,
yeah.
and it's really good.
Well, I know the high school programs are great like that.
Thank
I mean,
you.
The choir program, and I see them that you guys have come for years to my Rotary Club and performed around Christmas. And,
yeah.
And you know, my son William is a part of the choir. He doesn't do quite as much as you because he's got a lot of other stuff going on. But it is so outstanding what they do and how this part of our school system and the whole community with all the stuff like the Country Showdown and DeLynn's great work
mm-hmm.
with you guys. So. Congratulations. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Just as a theater type question, I don't know that you even know what shows they're going to do this year. It really doesn't matter for my question. What roles, what shows would you like to be involved in sometime?
Okay. Well, I really love musicals. I do all the plays, which three of them are just straight plays, and then they do one musical. But I love musicals, and I would really love to do West Side Story, or I'm not really a dancer though, so that's the bad part about West Side Story is I'm a horrible dancer. They have tried teaching me so many times. I've been doing it for so long, and I'm just not a good dancer. But I love that musical. It's really entertaining. And yes. then, oh, you put me on the spot. I'm trying to think of like all my favorite musicals. This is kind of a classic answer, but I love Wicked. But everybody loves Wicked, so.
So both the new shows like Wicked and the I'll say the more classic shows like West Side Story, you know, so your range is pretty wide then as far as shows you like.
Yeah, I like a lot of shows. I think that I'm a little bit better at more contemporary music, but mm-hmm. I definitely like the older ones too.
All right. So next is the state championship, and then after that do we have
there are five regionals.
Five regionals. Mm-hmm. So somebody will win from Oklahoma, and they'll move on to a regional, and then there's a national competition later this year.
Yeah. Ramon Auditorium.
In Nashville,
yeah.
That you're going to have a chance to participate in. That'll be exciting as we move forward. So we look forward to hearing about that as it goes on, and good luck at the
Thank
state
you.
Championship. I'm not clear, Charlie, or do either of you know how many sections in Oklahoma there are? Are you going to be competing against how many people?
I don't know
either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you're going to do well. Good luck with it all. That's it's real exciting.
You.
Any place that you're singing around the area that you know for longer than 2 hours notice when you're going to be singing?
Anything
actually,
coming up?
I am singing on Saturday at the Rodeo Opry in Oklahoma City. So. I knew about that for a while because they schedule pretty far in advance because a lot of people perform there. So that's what I'm doing on Saturday.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that'll be exciting. And that's in Oklahoma City at the Rodeo Opry.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Josie, thank you very much. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Steal this mic from Brad. Stick around just a little bit if you want.
Shift gears a little bit.
About
stuff going on at the dealership. We definitely want to remind everybody that we've got our 995 oil changes going on. Mm-hmm. If you want to give us a call and set up by appointment or just come on in, we'll be happy to take care of you. The best deal on an oil change in town. Also, if you're in the market for a car at all, between now and the end of the year, we are going to give away $7,500 who comes in and enters our drawing. Mm-hmm. We're going to, for our 75th anniversary, we've got a, you know, just as an invitation to get you to come in, take a test drive. You'll be entered to win. Everybody wins something, mm-hmm. small prizes on a daily basis. And then we have a a monthly prize. Last month it was an Apple Watch. Yeah. We're going to give away an Apple TV in early August to somebody that takes a test drive in July. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of, or just before Christmas, I think December 21st, we'll draw for the grand prize winner from everybody who enters between now and the end of the year. For the $7,500 grand prize. And that, you know, that's a real thing. Somebody's going to win. So far, there's really only a couple hundred entries in this. So everybody has a great chance to win. We're doing it just to celebrate our 75th anniversary and to encourage you to come in and check out the great Fords, Lincolns, and Toyotas that we have.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, sometimes even if you think that you're mostly interested in, I don't care, pick a, you think you're pretty well interested in a Corolla.
Right.
But, you know, let's say you just, you know, on a whim, you want to come in and you want to drive a Fusion just to take a test drive and see how it compares.
Well, that's one of the neat things it done, just because we do have the Toyotas, the Fords, and the Lincolns together on one lot, and you can deal with one salesman who can show you all the different products. They can, you know, we work and can show you the difference. That's our website's called Dungis Choice, and one of the things about Dungis is you have a choice of obviously where you do business, but really the choice in our different lines that we sell, and they are, you know, among the best in the industry these days. You know, the Toyota technology and reliability is outstanding. Ford's been a leader in the same stuff and powertrains, and you know, the F-150 is the best-selling vehicle that we have, and nationally as well. So it's a great deal.
Yeah, and again, whether it's the Ford lineup or the Toyota lineup, and we really haven't talked much about Lincolns for the last couple of weeks, but again,
we'll have some news because I'm going next week to a Lincoln National Dealer Meeting. I'll get to drive the Continental, a brand new Lincoln that'll be out later this year, early next year. Not quite sure yet when we'll have our first one.
Rumors have it that it's going to, I'll say, yes, be an updated vehicle, but still have the lines, the philosophy of what the Continental has always been.
Well, we've seen some of the stuff, and it does kind of hark back to the old Continental. It's certainly going to be consistent with the Continental's image and branding. Mm-hmm. Continental was kind of an iconic car. It was the luxury car. I mean, Lincoln made the town car, which was slightly bigger and a little more of an estate car or something. Mm-hmm. The Continental was a little bit smaller, always had great performance, had all the luxury appointments. It was the sedan, the great car that Lincoln made for many decades. And so the fact it's coming back, it'll be our premier flagship sedan and really hit hard, I think, at the top end of the luxury market for those kind of vehicles. Fits in above what we have other sedans, the MKS and the MKZ are our other products in that kind of lineup. But we're real excited about that. That's coming, and I'm sure I'll get to hear about other new stuff coming up. I know they've hinted at a new Lincoln that's coming that we don't know anything about. The rumor is that'll be something along the lines of an Explorer class vehicle, which Lincoln used to make. They called it an Aviator, but I'm hopeful for that. That would be a great vehicle for us.
Well, it kind of fills a nice slot in the size lineup for Lincoln. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really popular type of vehicle now. We see those crossovers and the flexibility as SUVs have kind of evolved and become more like cars, and some cars have become more like SUVs, I guess, or trucks. But they're just more flexible. You can get a bigger vehicle, or you can haul more stuff. Maybe sits up just a little bit higher. Seems like it's really popular with people.
Yeah, I think that's probably the choice that people tend to make anymore is, do I want to kind of sit up or sit just across getting into a vehicle, or take the more traditional down a little bit?
You know, there's a lot of choices in that same kind of size vehicle.
Yeah.
And, you know, all kinds of different powertrain decisions to be made, different kinds of technology. We talk about that every week. But, you know, the technology stuff in the car is so critical these days, whether it's safety stuff or the integration with your phone and how you use the phone and the other information there. We're familiar with things like navigation, but these days the cars through the phone, we have apps on the phone, and a lot of that can be transferred to your car, depending on the setup. With Toyota, it's called Intune, and you actually can tie the app and that you use on your phone to the car. A lot of the same apps work through the phone. Ford has a product called Sync, and it's in its fourth or fifth different generation, and it works similarly, where you send stuff to the phone and can tie it all together. But it's great technology, and it's a little intimidating sometimes to people because it's so new and different, but it's really great. It can make your experience with the vehicle much safer. Can really make you enjoy the use of the vehicle, and with the stuff like, everything from, finding the lowest gas price in a town you're not familiar with, or a place to eat, or a movie theater, or, all kinds of things.
Hit the button on navigation and say, I'm hungry, and it pops up, what you want to eat,
That's right. Or your type of music, or whatever else you would like to listen to, whether it's, some kind of podcast or something off the internet or KWON or whatever.
I think all the buttons should always be set to K1.
Yeah, I do too. And we do program that into the cars when we sell them. But there's some other buttons, and I know.
Okay, KYFM, K-Rig, 93.3 FM for K1. Oh, yeah, we cover both sides of the dial.
That's great.
Yeah. Some of the other things that I know that I see and hear from the manufacturers, things like, and I'm trying to use a generic term, adaptive braking, so that, when you're coming up on a slower moving vehicle or backup systems that'll warn you that, hey, there's a kid behind you, stop.
This is all evolving. We've all heard less lately about the Tesla auto driving system, and they're pulling back a little bit on that.
It was a little too bright. The car couldn't see where it was going.
Well, I mean, these things are, that one seems to push a little further into the space that I think they're all eventually going to go, where the vehicles can take over more and more of the driving responsibility. However, of course, that's something we need to be real careful with, I guess. And the truth is, our cars have some aspects of that, but mostly that we haven't gone quite as far. The Lincoln technology is really interesting. I think it really can add a lot of safety to the vehicle. There's lane minding systems. It'll essentially help you see if you're drifting outside of the lane. Mm-hmm. It does have collision warning systems where it'll do sound and light, and I can even apply braking in emergency situations, awareness, electronic awareness of what's going on around the vehicle, so that it warns you if it senses something coming up. Whereas it seems like some of the Tesla systems, some of the others are going further into actually the car taking over more of the driving. And I think we'll probably get there, but it's going to be a challenge to finish that. They're going to need the law and the whole safety aspect of our business to get their arms around that before it gets fully rolled out.
But I think part of the traditions that have been associated with cars from the beginning is the driving experience. I'm in control. I want to take this curve and see how much I can push it just a little bit to really feel the curve,
Well, I think driving is a dynamic experience. It's fun even if you're not driving aggressively.
Yeah.
I mean, driving is a really, it's a skill and something we all learned. And, and I think it's evolving.
Yeah.
Some people Josie's age don't necessarily look at automobiles the same way we did when I was your age. But, certainly in Oklahoma, we still need some way to get around. You're not going to have life or go very far without automobiles. So it's an issue of how do we adapt to that and just bringing the new technology in a way that's safe and comfortable to everybody.
It is, and that's the reason you're there, giving people choices on what they want to drive.
That's right, and we're the experts in that. We can show you what's coming. We can talk to you about what those systems are. They do add a lot, like I said, a lot of safety to the vehicle. And if, I know, like my father is driving a new MKX now, and he told me the other day it was it's the best vehicle he's ever driven. And of course, he's driven all kinds of vehicles over many years, and a lot of what he's impressed by is the stuff we're talking about, the ability of the car to tell him when he's getting too close to the curb
you don't see curb feelers too much anymore.
You don't. And electronically, it can tell you where you are, and with these fancy wheels on cars and stuff, that's a good thing.
It is. Well, part of what makes Dungis the family of autos dealership that it is your community involvement.
Well, that's, we're proud to do it. I think it's part of being a part of this community, because Bartlesville is such a great place to live. And, we've been around for over 75 years now, and doing and in the Ford dealership business here, and since 1968 as a Toyota dealership, third generation business, and you know we've had we really focus on our people. Mm-hmm. I think the most important thing we do is develop people and give opportunities to people, and we look at that service as extending out to our customers, and then byproduct on out into the rest of the community, and that, you know, that's really the at the core. What we are, you know, that first year, my grandfather made a lot of decisions to support things that we still support. The baseball team, for example, and you know, we can the things like what the Country Showdown, you know, these kinds of events, and the development of our young people is what, you know, I think is the most important stuff we do.
It is, and that's, you know, what I'm trying to bring it back around here, just to again, touch base again with Josie one more time and kind of wish well for what she's got coming up.
That's right. Get your excitement. Senior year is going to start soon. School, I know, is just around the corner now. Hopefully not too soon for you. Do you have any other big plans for the rest of the summer? Anything else going on?
Going on a family vacation for like 5 days. That'll be fun.
Great.
Most of my stuff is pretty much done for the summer, kind of just relaxing, focusing on Country Showdown for the most part.
Well, good luck finding those two perfect songs. I think you're headed down the right track and going with the ones that really speak to your heart and to you, that it's, you know, I know from my work that the stuff you're passionate about is the stuff that'll really be successful. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
And good luck going forward in the competition and break a leg, I guess is what you say.
Thanks.
Right?
Yeah.
Good luck on listening to what you want to hear don't ignore any don't unturn any pages. You know, I guess is the best way I want to say it here. Look at all the artists and see who you like. So thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Looking forward to great success and maybe a phone call early the morning of the 21st to say, hey, we're moving on.
Hopefully. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can hear from you again. At least we'll make sure everybody hears about your how you do at the state championship. Good luck.
Thank you.
Brad, if people are want to come out and take a test drive, I think we've said in the
registered
past
for that $7,500 grand prize or the Apple TV, you still have a chance to win the Apple TV and the July bonus drawing, which will be the first week of August. So come on out, take a test drive, get registered to win. If you want to sell us your vehicle, we didn't mention we will buy your vehicle yet today, but we are desperately in need of used vehicles. We always are, but particularly right now we're looking at those really 3-4-year-old vehicles are perfect. We're talking 2011 to 2013. Sweet spot for vehicles right now. We cannot keep enough in stock. But really anything you're interested in selling, we will be happy to give you a cash offer for that, whether you're buying something from us or not, or if you just want to keep the other dealer honest on what he's offering you for your vehicle, we'll be happy to take a look at it that way. You can check us out online at dungeschoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
And call and make an appointment for a test drive.
Make an appointment for a test drive. We can have the vehicle ready for you. It's going to be 100 degrees later today. We can have it cooled off, pulled up. You know, a lot of times we recommend people set an appointment to come in and talk to us about a car. And a lot of that's so we can be ready when you come in. And a lot of times people kind of say, oh, I don't need that. But if you think about it, there's 400 cars out there. Or you want us to find the one for you after you get there or before? Probably makes sense to get it done beforehand, get it cooled off and pulled up.
It does. And so again, dungeschoice.com is the website.
That's right. We're 918-333-0900 if you want to ask any questions or schedule that oil change or test drive.
Okay. Thank you very much. And best of luck, Josie Cepeda. We're looking forward to good things at state competition coming up on August 20th. News on the way in just a moment on AM 1400, 93.3 FM. We'll check the forecast and more coming up.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON.